I'd like to conclude my reading by reading you a half a dozen poems, or five poems or whatever, from this new volume. I was staying, I was in class for a short time, and I was saying how one never entirely ceases to be a doctor, if only because one goes home and finds one's own children have the measles or whatever. And sometimes it's one's parents. Here's a short poem called A Winter Visit. Now she's 90, I walk through the local park, where, too cold, the usual peacocks do not screech, and neighboring lights come on before it's dark. Dare I affirm to her, so aged and so frail, that from one pale dot of peacock sperm spring forth all the colors of a peacock's tail? I do. But she, like the sibyl, says, I would die. Then complains, this winter I'm half dead, son. And because it's true, I want to cry. Yet must not. Although only nothing keeps. For I inhabit a white coat, not a black, even here, and am not qualified to weep. So I speak of small, approximate things. Of how I saw in the park four flamingos standing, one-legged on ice, heads beneath wings.